This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
A little music news. How about that? Let's do that. Phil Collins with Def Leppard. This is kind of... It's kind of make me iffy there, that news. And then the other one's kind of funny, okay? Because you got to know Phil Collins, okay? Here we go. He put, it's 50-50 that Def Leppard Stadium Tour, along with Motley Crue and Poison and Joan Jett, will commence in 2021. When asked if he was confident, he said, I honestly don't know. I'd say it's 50-50. If everyone does what they're supposed to do, then we'll be there next summer. Despite hesitation, Collins insisted he's really looking forward to getting out on tour, admitting that he and his fellow rockers have been gearing up for the original trek before the coronavirus forced its postponement. Me and Nikki Six were talking about getting in shape for it. We were like, how you doing with all this stuff? And it was awesome. And then we pulled the plug, Collins explained. So we actually have got a year to look even better, so it will be cooler. Okay, first of all, that's the dumbest statement in the world by Phil Collins. Nikki Six may need to get in shape. We know Vince Neil needs to get in shape. Maybe Joe Elliott needs to get in shape. If there's one dude that never, I mean never, needs to get in shape, is Phil Collins. For those of you that don't know, he's the guy that never wears a shirt. He's in his 50s, and he's got a six-pack of abs. Okay? Cut to the bone, bro. The other thing I give him credit, impeccable skin. Like, he's a smooth-looking dude. And you're like, aren't you in your 50s, dude? Aren't you supposed to have, like, a couple of, you know, sunspots and growth and whatever, all kinds of things? And it's like, how the hell do you look like that? And Nikki Six, if he told Nikki Six that, and Nikki Six knows Phil Collins, it's like, Phil, what do you need a year for, dude? You probably look impeccable right now. You're probably doing push-ups and sit-ups as we're talking. Seriously. I mean, come on. I saw it. I was like, Phil Collins needs a year to get ready. Get the hell out of here.
Nikki's asking Phil to put his shirt on because he's giving him a complex.
Yeah. I mean, who the hell wants to be around Phil Collins? He's depressing, dude.
Can you just put a shirt on, man?
Yeah,
you're making
bro.
Us look bad, bro.
He's in his 50s and he looks like a 21-year-old, you know, kid on the beach, bro. It's really amazing. I just found it, you know, kind of funny that he's, oh yeah, I need a year to get ready. Dude, you don't need a minute. Guns N' Roses, by the way, Slash says he's frustrated. He says it's frustrating because we would be on the road right now. The whole GNR tour from March all the way through September, it's obviously canceled until next year. And then we don't even know for sure what's going to happen next year. So that was frustrating. I had a cat who was really sick, and it was sort of a blessing that I was home to be there for her the whole time that she was sick. And I had to put her down, actually, a few days ago. But it would have been horrible if I had been gone and my girlfriend was left to deal with it all on her own. So there was somewhat of a blessing there. And it's been good to be with the kids and just sort of be around. So those are the small blessings. I try not to complain. I just sort of deal with it. But the frustrating part about it is being home and doing nothing but housework for a couple of months. And so there, can you imagine Slash doing housework? I just, does Slash go, is Slash washing his clothes and he still has his hot hat on? I'm just wondering. I just got to know. Does he walk around with a mop or does he put on the hat? Is he sitting in his chair, in his recliner with the hat on, the glasses, and that, you know, the remote? Slash, I got to tell you something. Let me ask you something, Bill. Because this is an easy question to ask pretty much.
Slash has got 50 Roombas.
Any old fan, okay? All right? Any old fan, it's easy to ask him this. Who is the athlete that, in your eyes, sweated the most in any sport?
Oh, wow.
There's only one for me.
You know what? They talk about Ali, the fight over in Africa.
Okay.
That it was like.
Anybody else?
Super.
Who stood out to you was Sweat?
Oh, man.
You're going to kill yourself when I say it. You're forgetting the person. The most obvious one out there. It's coming in on the text line. Like, you guys got it, like, right away. Like, there's no athlete that sweated more than that guy in his entire life. Nobody. Nobody.
He looked like a rainstorm just dripping.
Bro, every time you went to the foul line, the towel kid had to come out with eight towels.
Oh, man.
It's Patrick Ewing, dude. Anyway.
My Georgetown guy, man. That's
Patrick Ewing. Okay. I'm telling you, because if you've never seen him up close, Slash and Patrick Ewing, they come from the same mother. No, seriously. I mean, if you had Patrick Ewing and Slash and you connected hoses to their bodies, you can put out a skyscraper that is inferno. Okay?
You need to have a flotation device because of the amount of sweat.
The Southeast Towers at 55 floors or whatever it is, so I'm like, if that was on fire, Patrick Ewing and Slash could sweat enough to turn off that fire twice. Okay? I'm just telling you, if you've seen Patrick Ewing sweat, I just want you one time, go up close and watch Slash for 2 hours shred. And I crap you not, you're wondering how he does not get electrocuted from his guitar. Okay? Seriously. I've stood there watching him because he is probably one of my favorite performing guitarists in the world. He's one of the greatest, but I'm saying in performance, he is one of the top three because he shreds from the second he takes the stage till the end. He is a show on himself, but because he's constantly shredding, I have never seen a musician sweat like him outside of Patrick Ewing. That's all I'm telling you. Check out Slash up close, and you will see a man sweat like you've never seen before. Whenever I have him on one day, I am going to, we're just going to talk 10 minutes of sweat. I have so many questions for him about the sweat. Because I've never seen any. He's picking and sweat's flying off his fingers. Like as he's picking his guitar and going, you'll see just sweat coming off every pore in his body. And by the way, he's got a smoking hot girlfriend too. She takes pictures all the time. When he travels with Slash and all that, the Slash and Miles, I'm forgetting his last name
now.
Is
it Kennedy?
Kennedy, Miles Kennedy, his girlfriend tours with them, and you'll see her in the background always taking pictures. She's a pretty girl too. I mean, you know, you would expect Slash to, you know, have a pretty girlfriend, but I just found it, you know, Slash is the one guy, dude, that guy can sweat, brother. I mean, that guy sweats big time. So we got Kanye saying he wants to run for president. Mike Shinoda trying to promote a CD running for president. You can now go to Ozzy Osbourne's merchandise. That's right. Go to his web store on the Ozzy Osbourne website, and now he has launched his presidential merchandise. He's got a variety of T-shirts, bumper stickers, buttons, and lithographs. Think about this. If you have Ozzy and Kanye on the ticket, I mean, compared to Biden and Trump, I mean, listen, if we're going to pick any of those two losers, why not actually pick Ozzy or Kanye? It would be entertaining as hell. I mean, think about Ozzy on the presidential podium every day doing a coronavirus update. You won't understand one word the guy says. Now, the good thing is maybe he can perform instead of having like the state of the address. He'll just like perform Mr. Crowley or something. I can go with that. But if you want to get your Ozzy Osbourne for president T-shirts, which, by the way, they look pretty good. I mean, I wouldn't mind getting one, right? Ozzy for president. It's not bad. Can you see him eating like a bat and then spitting it out at people when in the acceptance speech? I love it, man. I mean, there's so many ways we can go. Kanye West. If Kanye West is president, they've got to watch out with all signs because obviously, you know, he likes running into signs and stop signs and things like that. So you got to be careful with Kanye on that one. I don't know. Kanye would also be an entertaining president.